What happened was, very briefly, about a week ago, I got a message from Paul's mum. Paul's mum lives in Melbourne, saying, "I've just learned how to do Facebook. Can you click on it to accept me?" So, of course, I did. It's Paul's mum. So I clicked on it and we were having a conversation. We had about three messages going backwards and forwards. And then she said to me, "Have you heard about the social services grant?" I said, "No, what's that about?"
And tell me,
So anyway,
Paul's your husband?
Paul's my other half,
Yeah.
yeah. So I'm having a conversation with his mum about this social services grant that she's been locked into, done, blah, blah, blah. So she says, "You click on this link and this person will do a verification to see if you qualify. It's money that's been given from the American government to help Australian people out of poverty." She said, "It's very legit." She said, "I actually did it," because I said, "No, you didn't." And she said, "Yeah, I did." And I said, "How did you do it?" She said, "Well, I had to pay the money through Western Union, or they wanted something called a Steam wallet." I said, "Mum, this is a total scam." So she's texting back. She's going, "No, it's legit." She said, "I did it." So I said, "Yeah, right." I said, "How much did you get?" She said, "Well, I got $100,000." I said, "You what?" I said, "How much did it cost you?" She said, "$2,000." I said, "Is the money legit? Is it legal?" And so
Yeah.
she's saying, "Yeah." I said, "Is it counterfeit?" She's saying, "No." I said, "You didn't really do that, Mum, did you?" I said, "Money from the American government, you have 40% tax on it, and they're not this really savage over there." Anyway, so we're having this conversation, and this is lasting now 72 hours,
Yeah.
okay? So then I click on this link, and then this guy comes on and tells me more about it and how it works and everything. And I'm going, "Yeah, well, maybe." I said, "I have to talk to my other half, who's a lawyer." So he said, "Okay, then, but it's very legit. I can give you as much information as you want. There's documents, there's all of this stuff." I said, "Yeah, okay, then." So the next day, being the Thursday, I sort of sat here and I was thinking, I was talking to one of my girls here about it, and I said, "Something just doesn't gel with me. And if this is real
Sure.
American money and Paul's mum has been scammed, then she has to pay back over $400,000. She'll lose her home."
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, "You know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to drive up to Port Douglas. I'm going to go see Paul." So anyway, I jumped in the car, drove up there, broke every road rule just about. Got to Port Douglas, and because Paul said my eyes look like 50-cent pieces, he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Look, I had to come and see you. Couldn't explain this over the phone." He said, "What's going on?" I sort of told him. He said, "Give me your phone." So anyway, I gave him the phone and I said, "This is messages from Mum." And he looks at it and he scrolled like three finger scrolls and he looked at me and he said, "Narelle, this isn't my mum." I went, "What
Yeah.
the f-?" Exactly what I said, which I wouldn't
Yeah.
say on radio, of course. And so all the messages that I'd had in the 72 hours, Paul then got on the phone to his brother in Melbourne. And they then found out that his mum's phone had been hacked through Facebook,
Yeah,
and the
wow.
people had targeted me and one of Paul's other brothers' wives,
Gee.
and they were pretending to be
Yeah.
Paul's mum. He said, "Look, my mum can't balance a checkbook, let alone get in $100,000." And
How
I
clever,
said,
because you
"How
actually
clever!"
thought that you were talking to your
Yes,
mother-in-law. So
yes,
you thought it was
yes.
all legitimate. And particularly when it
Yes.
comes from a family member, you have
Yes.
trust in them and you think it's all
Yes.
A-okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I
Wow.
sort of said, "Well, how did you find out about it?" And she said, this is like the scammer, saying, "Oh, yeah, and this is how good they are." She said, "From the choir group," because Paul's mum's in choir,
Yeah.
one of my other friends from choir did it. And I thought, well, this, what? How come it's not over the radio? How come everybody's not applying for this money? So
Yeah.
I said, "Look, there's something really wrong here." So all the way along, they were dangling and I mean, we all want to believe. The thing is that we
Sure.
all want to believe that there's such a thing as free money,
Yeah,
okay?
sure.
And this is how they suck people in. This is really serious stuff. So they
Yeah.
gave me a list of up to over $1 million. Of how much it would cost me $75,000 to get $1 million.
Yeah,
So
right.
if people that didn't know better, that was trusting, and this could have been from a friend, it just happened to be Paul's mum.
And look, so you know, it comes back to the old thing that if it sounds too good to be true, sadly, it usually isn't true. But that's an incredible story, Narelle. It really is.
Yeah. When I looked on my phone yesterday, the so-called scammer that I was having the conversation with mum, they've taken down that post, and all that's left now is the message that Paul sent to the scammer, saying to him, "We've got your IP address, you rotten, dirty, scamming bastard." Yeah, so there's no messages left on mum, but the other two guys that I was having the conversation with, and when I looked at all the times and the dates, it could have all been the same person because they all deal, they all write, they have no grammar. And they all write in big capital letters. There's no little letters.
Yeah, right.
So there's things to look out for that people really... And I mean, I really wanted to believe it. I did. But as soon as they mentioned the IRS, it just really highlighted some things to me. And I went, no, if mum loses her house and I knew about it and I didn't tell Paul, I would never be forgiven.
No,
sort of what, you know, I mean, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
everything that I've said, it's true. Yeah. I still have the two messages from the scammers on my phone. They took down the one that was a guy that was pretending to be Paul's mum. And the only way Matthew, Paul's brother in Melbourne, found out is that on their photo, but they had a little love heart on mum's photo, on mum's normal Facebook account, there's no little love heart.
Oh,
so there's things to look out for.
Yeah.
Because, look, it could be your wife.
Yeah, that's right.
It could be your... You know, your son who's in, you know, Western Australia, it could be anybody at any time. But this is how clever that these people are now.
They're milking the thing of, you know, when you're getting it from somebody that you believe and trust and love, that gets you in. Incredible story, Narelle. And thank you so much for sharing it with me this morning.
Yeah, I really hope that, you know, people just don't get sucked in. Even if you think it's from family members, it isn't.